Yeah, yo, Red River Podcast back. Yo, third time, our boy Jeff Fab, Black Label, and now welcome solo artist Jeff Fab.
From Jeff Fab.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's first.
Jeff Fab from Jeff Fab.
Oh, Jeff Fab from Jeff. Jeff Fab from Jeff Fab, and he also plays drums and a couple other things, but man, what's up, man? Good seeing you.
Good to be here, man. I love being here. Red River. It's been a minute.
Third time, you get to watch. You get to watch this one.
I watched them all. What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying you get to watch. I'm sending you in the mail for your third visit.
Oh, I got you. I got you. Yeah, yeah.
You know, for Rolex.
Yeah, I got. Yeah, well, you still owe me two other ones as well. But.
Yeah. Yo, so man, a lot to talk about. You've been super busy. You put out like your first like album, right? Like just under your name, and then you put out a new single just recently. So
oh, I cut you off, Sam.
Oh yeah, I mean, like, what, you know, that's been a ride, you know. So like, we didn't even get a chance to talk about the last record, so like, how did all this come about, you know? Because you didn't even put out like a single, like two songs. Like, you put out a full record at first that you did everything on. You basically Dave Grohl'd the whole fucking shit, and you're continuing to make music. So like how did this come about?
I was just playing more guitar, you know, and this was like right before COVID. I started playing more guitar. Being on the road with Black Label, I'm on the road with JD and Dario and Zach. So we're constantly sitting around. I'm watching them play. I'm asking them questions. JD's like a fountain of information as far as, you know, music goes, because he went to Berkeley and everything else. So he would show me tons of things. And I just started shedding on guitar more. You know, I could always play a few chords, you know what I mean? Which is all you really need to write a song anyway, right?
That's it.
Yeah, exactly. But JD started showing me more on the guitar. I started practicing more. COVID hit. We didn't, you know, nobody was doing anything for however long that was, what, a year and a half or whatever it was. And I just started kind of like writing songs, you know, more and more. I always had a few in my back pocket. I started diving into those and then just recording myself, you know, and practicing, basically. Like, record something, play it back. That sucks, you know. Yeah. Do it again. All right. Oh, that's pretty cool. Let me add this part on top of that. You know what I'm saying, guys. But so it just started like that, you know. And then before I knew it, you know, I had like 30 something songs in there.
Wow.
And then 12 of those became what was on the first record, the Stealing Souls record, and that's that's where it came from.
What about like singing? Like, was that always something that?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, cause that's like a big deal. Like,
yeah, no, that came about around that time. I was always, you know, by myself, you know, singing.
Right.
And I think what happened was, like, the more guitar I was practicing, the more I was practicing when I was singing, not even realizing it, like, oh, well, I was practicing singing notes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And just over and over and over again. And it was one of those things, like, just like with guitar, it was just like, sing, you know, record. Oh, that sounds like shit. All right, let me do that over again. And it was just, I guess, just, but primarily all my singing started during COVID.
Okay.
That was my practice started.
I remember.
I was going to say, what about the practice of like lyric writing and shit? Was that like a new thing for you? Like, you know, I've known you your whole life practically, and I know you dabbled in a ton of instruments, but writing lyrics to sing to, like that process, how was that?
Yeah, I guess that pretty much started around the same time, you know.
Yeah.
I, like I said, I had a few tunes in my back pocket,
right?
While that were that, you know, obviously, you know, I went through them and, you know, worked on them a little bit more after that, but really everything started around the COVID,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Did you? Yeah. I was gonna say, like, for me, like, when I first started singing, I didn't want to. I'm like, I'll just be the backup singer. I'll play guitar and I'll sing backup. And then as time went on, I just kept writing, and I felt like I was the only one that actually wanted to continue to do it, you know, even back then. So I knew eventually, I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, I think I'm going to have to sing these, because I feel like I'm writing the best stuff to them, because I'm the one coming up with everything, you know. So it was just like, Like it took a few years for me to just be like, all right, I guess I'm not going to be the backup singer anymore. I'm just going to just do the singing thing. But man, everything's a process. I took lessons, vocal lessons from Melissa Cross.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she did a, you know, so I remember going there and seeing like, you know, Randy from Lamb of God or some of the guys from like, I forget what those like Unearth or like one of those bands or maybe Phil Labonte or right, something like
Oh
what,
yeah, definitely.
all these dudes like in the elevator like going, and I'm just like going like trying to sing like songs that sound like Smashing Pumpkins and I'm like I don't know if I belong here, but I mean a vocal teacher is just a vocal teacher and that's what she was before she was like on her way up, but like yeah man, singing is a trip, especially you know when you first listen back, you know, like you're probably going to hate everything, and then as time goes on, you know, the evolution, it's like okay, like this is my voice now, right?
Yeah, that's how it was, you know? And then, like, let's face it, singers are a pain in the ass. I didn't want to deal with one. I just figured I'd do it myself.
You don't want like
Oh,
Sebastian, you don't want, I was going to say Sebastian Bach and
it is so.
Damocracy.
When you're writing and stuff, and then you gotta like, all right, well, let's send it to the singer now, and then, oh wait, let me. I want to change something. You know what I mean? It's like when you're writing, it's like after a while, you just end up doing it yourself because you're changing and doing this and then doing that, and before you know it, you're doing everything, you know?
But it's also like melody, you know, like you're making this stuff and it's your stuff, you know, like you're coming up with everything. And if you give it to someone that doesn't like, you know, like the captain goes down with the ship, you know. So like if you write
Well, you know
something,
how you want it to sound in your head. You know
yes.
what I mean? And only you can get it there rather than verbally express it.
I think that forces you to just kind of do it, and then you're just before you know it, you're practicing, you know, and then you're like you're recording. I think recording is that's the best thing you can do, right? I mean, like, because it's like you record, you listen back right there, you're like, oh, that sounds terrible. Let me redo that, right? And then it's just like before you know it, you're just teaching yourself, you know?
And
Well,
did you
the stuff you have at your disposal now to do that is just incredible. You know what I mean? And your little studio there, you got in Matatuck for yourself there.
It's amazing, dude. I mean, it's neat.
I wasn't sure where the studio was, you know? Like now I can go.
On the wall of
Did I
death.
peel back the curtain too much?
Behind the wall of death.
I was gonna go drive up there because I wasn't sure.
He's got the beaded curtain on the front, real bohemian.
What about like live shows? You know, like was this just a recording project or you know, was this always something that maybe you wanted to like play a couple of shows with?
Well, now I do. I want to go, and that's going to be a whole nother thing, obviously. You know, it's one thing to sing in the studio, but like, you know, to go do it in front of people is a whole nother thing. So that's going to be a whole nother world of practice for me, but yes, I intend to do that. Like I was thinking about maybe starting that up maybe this summer. I had some pot, you know, I had some like some people say, hey, you know, you want to do this show, you want to open up for this band or that, and I just wasn't like ready yet. I was still like finishing songs and you know, like I gotta like still put members together and you know and do that, but I definitely plan on doing that. I think it would be like another hump that I'd like to make it over, you know?
Yeah, because like you said, it's
Can
gonna
you
be.
sing and drum at the same time?
Yeah, but I don't think I'm gonna do that.
That shit looks so hard.
Yeah, no, I could do that, but I don't think I don't know. We'll see what happens. Maybe I will do that, but I don't know if I don't, that's not really in my vision.
I don't see
Listen,
it.
if it's good enough for Phil Collins, it's good enough for you, buddy.
I want to see somebody else back there. Sleep. Get back there.
Yeah, I don't really see it. You know, I think for these songs, like he needs to be out there. You know, I think 100%. But then it's also like finding the drummer that plays the way you want them to play. But I think at the
Oh,
end of
that
the
poor bastard's gonna get it. That guy better be good, man.
Oh my God. It's gonna be
but
great. I'm
but
gonna
go.
put you hanging.
Fuck no.
Oh, well,
I
listen.
want to be friends with you still.
Listen, Brian's son's playing bass, so you know, I feel like it's a family affair. He could take guitar and Aiden could take bass. Yo, let's go through this last record real quick.
Okay, let's do it.
Right? So like the first song, Actually, what was the first thing that you wrote off out of these? There's 13 songs. You know that,
On that, the first thing was Fascination, that the kind of
love that song.
balladish one, and that was one I had for a long time,
Yeah.
and kind of got inspired by the Madcap Laughs, which is that record, which is who was in the
Sid Barrett.
Sid Barrett.
Oh,
Yeah, I
her.
got that kind of inspired me. That's to write that song.
And how do you know when all right, so you said you had it for a while, because I mean all of us eventually have, like, even Brian, I'm sure if you pick up the guitar, there's still that one chord progression that you always play, you know, like everyone has these things, you know. And
I'm still working on that one. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, soon.
2025. Save me 16 on those, please. You know, so you start putting these things together, and when do you just realize, like, you're like, yeah, this is definitely like this is what I want to do. I want to put these together. And like, you start sending it out to, like you said, JD's super talented, you know, like unbelievable. Anytime I watch Black Label play, like, he's just like, I watch him play that bass, and it's like he's not thinking about anything. But I'm then the whole band is that way. So like, what is the input that the, you know, like someone like him gives you as you send him this stuff?
He hits me a lot
Yeah.
on tour. He'll hit me, like if I play something wrong, he hits me. So I've learned, they all do that, so I've learned a lot from just getting beat, you
Yeah.
know. No, but no, I mean he gives me tons of input, you know. That on that record though, I did play everything, so like it was more of like just me kind of. I actually showed JD when it was done.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Cool.
Just on that record, and he loved it. He was like
Awesome.
proud of me, and he was just like, I was like, I couldn't have done this without you, buddy. You know what I mean? Like, you showed me so much. And so he loved it, and he was like totally like just applauding me for actually doing it, you
Yeah.
know,
Yeah.
and having that many songs on it and stuff. I did have Dario play a solo on it, so on Rebellion Dogs,
Killer.
that solo. Obviously it's not me. And then you know, our buddy Greeny, he played a little bit on it. He played on You're Complete. But yeah, so but like nothing but, and Zach loved it too. He loved You're Complete a lot. They love that song. They're
Yeah,
just really
great
supportive,
song.
man. Really supportive.
And is that how you that was the first single, right? You're Complete. Is that how you went about?
That was I sent, I didn't even know what I was that was gonna be this like the single on the record. I sent Rob Rush, you know, from The Shark,
Yeah.
tunes, because we're buddies, you know, and I was like, you know, tell me what you think of these songs whenever you get a chance. And then he, like, the next day, he like texted me back. He's like, yo, I'm gonna play this You're Complete song on the radio. I was like, it wasn't even done. Like, I was just like, all right, you know,
Yeah, yeah.
and that's basically how I was like, well, people seem to like that song, you know, so I was like, that'll be the single.
That's how to do it. Yeah, for sure. Like, 'cause we never know, you know, like you put something out. Like, I remember my band put out a record, and the one song that everybody loved the most was the one that wasn't even going to be on it. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. They're like, no, this is like people w love this one song. And I'm like, okay, I guess we're going to keep it on, and then we're going to make a video for it and all this other stuff. So, man, you know, being in a band today is way different than being in a band back then. And, you know, a lot of the business stuff, I'm sure you deal with the business stuff, or at least you have a peek into it way more than most people because you're a part of a machine. But now doing stuff by yourself, like, you know, it's got to be interesting to say the least, right?
Well, yeah, it's a lot of work, as you know,
Yeah.
and it's also, you know, changing with the times, right? Like with the playlists and all this stuff, it's like a whole nother world, you know. But I enjoy learning, like the learning process of it, but it was a lot. It was like, even though I've been doing this for a long time, like it was still like, man, I got to learn all this new stuff. Like I don't know about playlists. I don't know about, you know. It was a lot. It was a lot. So it was just like, yeah, playing, that's one, that's like just like this much of it. And then like recording is like this much of it. And then it's like all the promotion is like this much of it. And then, you know,
Yeah.
It's a lot, man. I give it up for everybody that does it, especially on their own. I think it's really cool that you can do it on your own, though.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like
It's really that part of like getting it up and stuff like that and getting it out there, but then getting it heard, getting it through like the wide amount of shit that fucking being every Friday. I mean, I'm like pummeled by new releases and stuff and trying to keep up.
every day there's a podcast like this. There's a fucking like there's 20 songs, there's B-sides, there's a TikTok video that everyone's staring at, like, and you got to go back to work, you know? It's like everyone's
Wild.
squeezing in like 5 minutes that they could listen to something.
I know. So it's like, even though like you can get yourself out there so easily, right? There's so much going out there. What do they say? Like how many uploads a day of music is
I
there?
think it's like 60,000.
So it's just like, you gotta be hustling. Like, even though you can get your stuff out there, you gotta hustle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, all you also have to tap into whatever, you know, at the end of the day, sometimes, you know, it's unfortunately, it's who you know and what you're associated with. And some little thing that people, you know, it's like, okay, well, this guy used to be in this band or this person's friends with this person. It's like, I'm going to check this out. Or he's on this label. Oh, okay. Like I'm going to streamline this to the top of the five things I'm going to check out today. Like anything, because it's just, you know, even like with TV shows, people like, yo, have you seen so-and-so on like fucking, I don't know what a Stars. I'm like, I'm like, I don't know. I'm still trying to work through the last 10 shows that people told me about in like it's fucking 5 years, man.
Crazy, man. It's just like the music, you know, with the movies and the TV shows. There's so much. It's like it's the
Yeah.
same.
We're all getting creative, you know. I mean, there is a beauty to it, but it's easier to be found, harder to be seen. But at the end of the day, you know, the feeling that you get from making a song, you know, like the 13 you made on this, like, you know, when you're songwriting and you finally hit that melody that you love, that harmony that you've been looking for, or that chord change or key change. It's like that's still the beauty of it, where you're like, oh my God, this is like so fucking euphoric. And I think that's what keeps most of us playing, you know?
Yeah, it's, I mean, it really is, right? And it's also about getting out there and playing in front of people. For
Yeah.
me, it's for you too, Sam. And it's just like,
Playing tonight.
right? I mean, that's what it's all about, right? I mean, it's like, it's cool to be in a studio writing and writing and writing. That's cool. But, you know, it's also that I want to go out and play in front of people, you
You're
know?
a super likable person, super personable. So yeah, like I picture you just that's it. You know, you're out there pressing the flesh.
Dragon's rolling his eyes right now when you said I'm a
Oh,
likable.
God.
Really
Listen, he puts on a nice show. You know what I'm
are.
saying? He cleans up really well.
He said, no, he's not. He's not a nice person.
It's you know what? It's the conditioner that's fooling me, probably. That's what it is.
Oh, man.
But tonight, yeah. So tonight, I'm playing a show with the actor Kevin Corrigan, which is like such a trip to me. You know, he was in
Oh, yeah.
Goodfellas and fucking Buffalo 66,
Oh,
and
that's
oh,
awesome. Yeah.
yeah, like he's like, oh, I have a new band, and my friend is friends with him and got him to play Nassau. And one day he was like, I just brought it up to him. He's like, yeah, I'll go out there. So it was just, it's gonna be an interesting show for sure.
That's cool.
Keep stirring the
How long
sauce.
after you meet him till you pitch him coming on this show?
Oh, without a doubt. As soon as I punish him with Goodfellas, hey, keep stirring the sauce like everyone else at that bar.
You say the thing that everybody wants to hear. You know, I have a podcast.
Yeah.
Everybody loves that.
He would just be like, oh, I'm just gonna play my set
Oh,
and go
fuck.
home. I know, just brutal. Yo, so all right, so the record comes out. And I mean, it's a quick turnaround from the time that you put out the next single, which is Hell in the Hallway. I fucking love that song's really, really good. I love the guitar
Yeah.
part. Like, it's just such a great evolution already. And like, I mean, it doesn't like, I guess when the full record and the single are only like a few months apart.
Well, because Hell in the Hallway, I wrote right after. Like, I was kept on writing.
Yeah.
That was almost maybe even going to be on that record.
Okay.
Souls, but like, it was just, there was already so many songs. It was like, forget it. And that's when I sent it. That Stealing Souls came out November 30th.
Yeah.
In December, Blake from In This, he was in This Moment with me. He has a home studio, you know, he's genius with all that. And he's, you know, plays guitar. I was like, hey, you want to work on a song with me? You know, he was like, yeah, send it over. So I sent him that. And then he was like, so he started working on that. And that's how this whole other record started.
Okay, that guitar
Sounds
part's
so good.
real. That guitar part's really, really cool. Like the stuff, like in the background.
That's Blakey.
Yeah,
So
man.
like, down, 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 down. Like I would write the rhythm, you know, like that. All of it done, bass, play everything, send it to him, you know, drums, everything, and then he'll replay my part, and then he'll add all of that Blake stuff on top of it.
Cool. And he's not in the in he's not in this moment anymore.
He's out this moment.
He's at this moment. You
No,
see?
but
Likeable.
it's around the same time as you, right? I think.
man, likable again.
Yeah,
So yeah, so that's how it, you know, and yeah, we were in a, you know, we lived in a, him and I lived in a van for years together. It's really cool to do this with him, you know. It's really cool.
well, that's the
He's a good
beauty
guy.
now too. Like as much as we want to, you know, look at the negative parts of the music stuff, which there is, now you can do something where you send music to your friend. Like that's killer. Like I've made songs where via email and it's interesting. Like especially when you say to yourself, hey, let's do a song this way. I got a friend from Massachusetts that moved up there. He always sends me shit and I'm like writing to it because it's a cool exercise and it's just amazing. You know, it's you know, there's something to be said about being in a studio together, obviously, but there's also, you know, the comfortability of somebody sending you a track or like playing on a track that you send them. And you know, everything just evolves and I guess we're just rolling with it, you know.
But that's a cool, it is an awesome, that's great. That's one good thing about the internet and everything else is that you can just do this now. You can collaborate with whoever you want, and it makes it really interesting.
Yeah,
Definitely.
sure.
Yeah, and features, you know, for the longest, like hip hop was the only people that had features. Now I see a lot of like young rock bands. It's like, all right, featuring this person, featuring that person. It's like, oh, this person from whatever. And we've been doing that, my band, for like the last 5 years. Like, it's like, oh, if my friend's in a band that I like, I'm like, hey, come jump on this song. And it's a lot of fun because who gives a shit? You know, there's like no rules right now, you know?
And then it's just like you said, like if you're writing on your buddy's tune, it's just more practice of writing, right? You're like
Yeah.
collaborating with different people, and you know, it's great.
What about the visuals? I know you got some visuals that you've been
Yeah.
working on, like the backdrop that you got in the back. You know, how did
AI.
all that come about?
Just learning AI, you know, learning how to do, you know, that kind of thing at the same time, right? Because it's just like you can do everything now. So
Yeah.
it's just like that's all that was just practice too. This is actually me.
Oh, yeah, no, I could tell.
But I just ran it through a program, you
Yeah,
know.
I figured as much.
It's a little more handsome than me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, great hair tone in the back, you know, for sure.
It's just practicing, you know, practicing doing that, putting it together, editing all this. And then on top of the music, man, it's a lot, man. It's
it's a
like,
lot. Yeah. I'm telling you, I tried to do the AI video stuff. It's really interesting and you can fuck around with it. I just like, I don't know. I didn't have the patience for it. You know, whatever you did worked out for you. It just did not work out for me. I couldn't,
oh, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I couldn't make sense out of it, man. But it looked cool. And there's a, you know, I know right now there's like a voice to video, you know, instead of voice to text that you could fucking do. Like everything is definitely wilding out right now, Skynet style.
Crazy. I just did one. I just did a video for not the next single's coming out March 8th. It's called See No Evil.
Nice.
The one after that, Into Thin Air, it's called. And I actually did the video for that one. I actually used like it's real video. It's not AI characters.
Yeah,
It's like
which is cool.
actual video. You know, like, but it's like they grab it from B stock. You know, whatever the you know you
Sure.
text to video or whatever, but it's definitely not like you don't just put like your story in and it all comes up perfect. It's like, you know, because the character, like the characters will be different. The like if you have like a guy, he'll look different in the next video. So you gotta pick through everything and still edit it, you know, still manually like edit it in some software.
Yeah.
You gotta like get a lot of content, so you know, it takes a lot of time, but I've been dabbling in that. So that'll be the next videos will start to become like, you know, cause you don't want to wear things out after a while, you know, it's like,
right.
Yeah. But listen, everything is so visual. And, you know, with Instagram's big. Instagram is what everyone goes to. I mean, TikTok is brutal. I can't do it. I can't do it at all.
Fuck that thing.
For what you're supposed to do, which is like jump on there and like fucking like, you know, shuck and jive or whatever the fuck. Like you just like you dancing around like, or you're like, hey, this is like me opening a banana with a funny sound and a funny voice. Like, yo, God bless you if you could do that. I can't. But Instagram for people like us, it's easy. It's like, okay, so I have a new single and here's a minute of it with some visuals. And then from there, you could go to the link. It's like, oh, I really want to listen to this. I want to add this to the playlist.
Yeah, sure.
You know, one thing that I do notice that works is putting your own stuff in a playlist.
That does work.
You know, that works out cool. Also, like local, like I have a lot of friends in local bands that I think are 100 times better than anything we could ever do. So like, it's like, okay, like we'll put our new single out on top and then I'll feature like my friends' bands. And awesome. That's also pretty cool too.
Yeah. And that does work. That does work when you're adding, like you make up playlists and yeah. Then, you know, put your songs in there, put some of that, then share your playlist to people.
Yeah. Cause people just, you know, I like to cater to me. I like to cater to me. Being the laziest of the laziest listeners. Like if you send me a link, I'm going to listen to it. If you do something else, it'll probably take me 2 months to get there. But like, I the fact that I could text you my discography these days is amazing, you know? And, it's just, man, there's a lot to it, but there's also a lot to be said about having a team, you know, or at least one other person, you know, which I have like two other people that definitely, you know, the bass player and the drummer, you wouldn't even know they were in a band, you know, but like Jason, our keyboard player, he's pretty good with the audio video. You know, he'll compile, like if we're in the studio recording, you know, like a month or two later, he'll have like a compilation of like a video. So it's like, okay, well, I'll chop this up because it's every day. It's like, what are you going to post? What are you going to post? And, you know, it could be rewarding, but it could also just be like, oh my God, I just wasted 30 minutes to do this. But that's it, man. That's the name of the game. That's what you do. If you believe in what you do, which obviously Jeff does, we all do. That's really what you do. It's like, okay, you load up the clip and you're like, fuck it, I'm here. And you start target practice.
Dude, that's it. And also it's like, if you just do what you love.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not about the outcome, because if you're doing it for an outcome, you might be like, it might really destroy you.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah.
I mean, seriously, like you got to just do it because you love to do something. Like, I mean, first and foremost, like otherwise you're going to be disheartened, I think.
Without a doubt. I think we lost touch with that. I mean, like, you know, maybe in your middle 20s where you think anything, you're like, oh, maybe. You know, even though I never did anything, it wasn't like I was you that moved places and played with bands. Like, you know, like when it comes to making something happen, Jeff made it happen. You know, you're like, all right, I'm going to hit the road. I'm going to do this. I'm going to play with this person. And everything worked out for you because of like the work that you put in. So that's the beauty of it for sure. You know, but it's, you never stop loving anything. Right. Yeah.
Like, believe me, it wasn't just like, oh, I moved to California and then I got into Black Label Society. And then, you know what I mean? It was like moved to California and then worked a ton of shitty jobs and then played with all these different bands. And then like, you know what I mean? And then like, so it was like that. I had those moments of like, oh my God, like, what am I doing? You know what I mean? Like, is this going to happen? Like even with Chris and in this moment, like I remember when we lived in the public storage together. And he was the manager. I'd go downstairs and we'd stare at each other out those windows, looking at those orange doors. And we'd be like, what are we doing, man? It's like, hey, sometimes it's hell in the hallway, guys.
Hey, bringing
hey.
It back.
Hey, I'm bringing it back.
Now, you mentioned your next singles. So you got another full length coming. You got more stuff with Blake. Like, what's the...
In the oven.
In the oven, baby.
Yes. Yeah, it's coming, man. It's awesome, too. I'm really excited on this one, too. It's going to be cool.
So
get some more stuff with Blakey.
Yeah, it's all so far. It's all with him.
Oh, cool, man. It's good to hear you guys creating again.
Yeah, and Sam, I want to touch back onto what you said before about having a team, you know, because like just Blake with this, with these songs.
Killer.
It is such a relief.
Yep.
To have somebody else, because sometimes if it's just you, you can just get like inundated with things and you're just like go down rabbit holes sometimes of, and you end up making more of a mess of something than you do like make it better. So just having him, it feels like I have a team, you know what I'm saying? So I am so grateful for that. And like when you said that before, I was like, dude, I hear you, man. It's like, it's a lot of work without any help.
For sure. Like, and there is that trade off too, because a lot of the times it's like, I'm not relinquishing control of certain things. I'm like, I feel like I could post the best representation of what I want to do. And sometimes I like, you know, if someone, you know, I don't trust anyone to post anything, but, you know, like I would trust Langan to post on the Instagram for the podcast, like the band stuff. I'm just like, nah, I'm like, I'll just do everything yourself. But when it comes to like pushing or like, you know, just everything else like related to like the videos or visual, like anything else that anyone does, shit, even the post, you know, like, oh, it's like, okay, I reach a certain amount of people on Facebook, Instagram. If two other people did that constantly with the band, which they don't, but that's fine. Then it would, you know, it would help. But yeah, even the little help is great. But like, so like the dynamic between you two guys, like, is he currently in a band? I don't really know him too well.
He had actually gotten out of playing in bands about 12 years ago, maybe now.
Oh,
no,
wow.
I don't know. 10 years, got himself a good job and he's doing post editing and stuff for a film company and stuff like that. So he's still in the, you know, doing, he loves that. You know?
Oh, that's
so
great. Yeah.
He's good. He's got a bunch of beautiful children and stuff and nice wife. He's loving his life.
Listen,
but he
always seemed like he had his head screwed on straight. You know what I mean? Like
a good job is the death of rock and roll.
Yeah, well, mine was kind of like this.
Like, I don't know about this guy.
Oh, my God. So, like, I mean, technically anything could happen, you know? Like, sometime this year, like, you put together, like, a week run. Like, you know, maybe he'd agree to do something like that, you know?
He couldn't go out on like, you know, weeks upon weeks of touring. But if we had, you know, if we were like had a show in LA or, you know, had some cool things to do.
Yeah.
He would make it happen. You
I
know?
Don't, I don't feel like most people do that anymore. You know, I feel like people just like play smarter now and the internet is like the tour, you know, it's like you reach out certain things. It's like, okay, we're going to do four shows here. I mean, listen, some bands still go out if they're big enough or if they're hungry enough. But a lot of like bands just like, all right, I'm going to do like a 7-day run here.
Look at Slayer. We're going to do two festival dates, get paid $1 billion, but not do the long tour.
Yeah.
Why not?
Absolutely.
You know, they did that.
I was going to say, I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at Slayer coming back. To me, it's like if you have a band, listen, this is where the internet fucks me up. Those guys started a band. They could do whatever the fuck they want with that band. They could fucking be like, hey, we're quitting tomorrow and change their mind 2 days later because it's their fucking band. And they gave us Seasons in the Abyss, random, like all these records. And it's like, if you don't want to go, don't go. But at the end of the day, it's their fucking decision. Not like, oh, it's a cash. Yeah, it's, of course. Like they're getting paid for the fucking 40 years of fucking like sweating in a fucking like, you know what I mean? Like on stage for people to enjoy. So like, if they come back and they want to play some shows, shut the fuck up.
Well, meanwhile, anybody that's saying anything, they're going to be at that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's,
exactly.
Well, they're a band that's a huge band that everybody loves. Of course they're going to come back and play.
But also, like, everyone
I think it's
changes.
when you get older and your
Yeah.
approach, though, too, because you remember, like, when being young, selling out and that term and stuff, and you realize, you know, and a young person, the way they see things versus, like, you know, you're older and you're like, this is a job to them. This is what they do. This is how they earn a living. This is what, there is no selling out, whatever. Sell your song to a fucking car commercial,
Well,
whatever. Go get yours, man.
that's what it is. But no one's making money off their back catalog anymore. You know, like 20 years ago, you know, you'd go on Billboard magazine and these records were still generating income. So no one had to really fucking do these things. Now it's like, you know, like I heard Dave Lombardo got like almost dick, you know, on any of those albums. And it's like he's not getting paid for that, you know. So like eventually it's like, okay, well, the lump sum came from touring after a certain amount of time, you know, like the internet hit and it's like, okay, Spotify, $10 a month and yada, yada. So I get it now, you know, it's like, all right, you got to go out there and for as long as you can go out and listen, if you want to do a run and they could throw you a number, like, well, who would say no to that?
I definitely you know. Wouldn't. Part of the gig. You got to go out and play, you know, and make some dough. And also, I'm sure they want to go out and play. I mean, I'm sure
yeah.
it's not, oh, we just need the money. It's like, ah, I had Tom Araya's like, I had enough time off. I want to go play a show. I want to go play a little bit.
Yeah. Like I want to, yeah, because at the core, I think everyone's a fan.
Yeah.
Like
and I'm sure it's such a part of them. I mean, that's what they've been doing their entire lives. So it's like, yeah, they have some time off and it's like, all right, I'm ready to go play a show.
Yeah, and time heals, like, you know, whatever riff they had. It's like after a certain point, you know, like with
sure.
Jeff yeah. gone, and like you're like, you know what, fuck it, man. Let's just maybe we shouldn't have called
it. It puts some perspective on things, I'm sure.
Langen would disagree with you on the whole Jeff thing because time doesn't heal anything. Because look at the misery on his face just talking.
It's so hard to pretend I'm enjoying this.
Yeah, That's why he dimmed the lights.
More time, please.
Speaking of Slayer, you know, you had gotten me one of my prize pieces of souvenir merch for Christmas one year. You teched for Slayer and Typo Negative, got me a backstage pass autographed by all four members. Still, prize in my collection. Do you have anything like that you've come across that like you've collected or some memorabilia from your fucking, you know, time in the business?
Definitely, man. I got my Ozzy, his book signed. He personalized it to me and wrote like "Too Fab" and all this stuff.
Oh wow,
that's awesome.
I have a bunch of laminates. You know, all my laminate. I have every laminate I've ever all the shows and the festivals. You know that, hey, by the way, that show you're talking about, I was just going to, I went and saw that concert.
Oh, I thought you worked that one. Gotcha. No,
that was right when Dime got killed.
Oh, yeah.
That was the night or like the night after that he
right.
got killed. And so that was a really heavy show, man. I remember Tom Morello like making a huge speech and like in the concert and stuff, and everybody just like, oh my god,
yeah,
yeah, that was
wow.
that was definitely a heavy show.
They just sure. they just played MSG like what yesterday, 2 days ago.
Yeah, was there.
Oh, you were there, yeah.
Yep, I went to that. That was great. Sounded good. It was sad though. You see the videos of Dime and Vinny, and it's just like, wow. But then you look around, you know, and you go, look at the music going on and on and on.
Yeah.
Even we're all gone. That's like the beauty of music. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like,
yeah.
Even when we pass and we move on, the music just keeps going. And it was just like MSG packed.
Packed.
You know?
Fucking packed. I had FOMO on those videos, like where I wasn't gonna, I didn't even think about going. And my cousin's husband texted me. He's like, "Are you here?" And I'm like, "Nah." And I saw all the videos. I was just like listening to like all the, you know, like listening to 11th Hour by Lamb of God. I'm like, this is so good. And like all like the Pantera songs. So, yeah.
It was an awesome time. The last time I was in there, we played it and I wasn't in this moment and Zach was in Ozzy. And my grandmother was there. She was alive at the time. My
I
mom.
remember that.
And then yeah, like Zach picked up my mom. I remember and like swung her around and stuff. And like I was telling him, I'm like, dude, the last time we were in here together, it was 2007. He was just like, wow. So
Yeah.
it's crazy that I ended up in his band, you know? I mean, it's pretty crazy. So like
That's
you know
awesome.
what I mean? Like so there you go. When you do what you love, right? And like sometimes it doesn't feel like it's gonna work out. And why are you doing this? You just gotta stay the course, man. You gotta just stay the course. And I feel like, you know, if you do that, you will have some success, you know?
You hear that, kids? I mean, if we had kids listening to us, that would
Remember
be
that?
inspirational.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't money. It might not be that. It might just be like
Oh.
getting somebody that you love, that you've always dreamed of playing, or a venue you always dreamed of playing at,
Yeah.
or something. You know what I mean? It's
Yo,
like,
are you kidding? Like if you made the money, like if I made the money I made at work playing music, I like who cares? That's it, you know? And venues, like when we got to play Irving Plaza like 2 years ago, and I was just like, yo, I'm like, this is it. First place I ever saw a show, and like to go play there, I'm just like. And it we got that gig because one of the bands that was opening, one of their members got COVID when that was still like a deal breaker. They're like, get these guys out of the state. And then we got the email like, hey, do you guys want to take their spot? And we were just like, play Irving Plaza, absolutely, you know. And it just the little things like who, you know, still any little thing like that, playing Atlantic City. Like last year, the festival with like Blink 182 and all these other like, we were the least known there band there by a mile, but it doesn't matter because we were just happy to be there, and everything is like this experience of like, oh, cool, man, like, you know, like you soak it all in for the day. You're like, all right, probably never happen again, but we did it, so it was cool.
you got to enjoy those moments, you know?
We did, yeah, for sure. Except for my two friends who brought their kids. As soon as we were done playing, both the kids were like, "I want to go home."
They ruined it.
I was like, "Peace, son. I'm staying the weekend. You guys could you guys could go home." They're like,
Just
"Walk."
my moment, God damn it, my moment.
Yeah, but it's like that's the beauty of kids. They're like, "Yeah, they're like this is cool, but we want to fucking get out of here."
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. All right. You
I got a
got
couple of goofy questions here to throw out some stuff because we, you know, anyone listens to the show know we got some silly topics we discussed, but there's one show that we haven't recorded. We've talked about a million times. I'd like to get your input while we're here. Motley Crue, Too Fast for Love versus Rats Out of the Cellar
Yeah.
debut albums. Which one?
I mean, I'm gonna pick Crew, man, because I mean that was my band when I was a kid. I just talked about this actually. I just
Did
not
you?
I talked about Motley Crue, not the
Oh,
comparison.
I was gonna say, who's biting our shit right now? Is
What
it
the
Eddie?
fuck?
Is it Eddie?
Name
Is
names,
Eddie
son.
Trunk? Eddie Trunk, probably.
Fuck that guy.
I love both of those albums, man, and they were like, you know, obviously I awesome, you know. But yeah, I'd pick Motley Crue, man, because that was the first stuff I was learning how to play to.
Yeah.
Livewire was the first double kick song I learned.
Did you
Okay. Did you have a cowbell?
Think so, yeah.
You had to.
I'm alive. Livewire. That was like one of the first ones I learned.
Are you
I
planning to?
remember the Tommy Lee poster you had. You had the Tommy Lee poster, right? With a car.
I had Zach. I had all these guys, man.
Are you planning on catching them with Johnny Five by any chance?
I would. I haven't seen him with John, but I've seen John with many other things. Rob Zombie and
Yeah.
I know Mick put out some solo songs
Just
recently.
came out yesterday.
Yeah.
Man, Ray Luzier, man, is my boy. He played drums on that, and yeah, Mick, I love Mick. You know,
Very
I'm
cool. Heavy for him.
yes, that was
Very.
great. Is crushing. I love
Well,
it.
he's got
So good.
Paul Taylor from Winger, I think, played or helped him write or something like that. I completely forget. He's associated.
I dig it. I
Yeah.
dig it. Yeah, I would pick Crew. Why? What would you guys pick? I want to know.
we were gonna go track by track because it's very hard to me. Like, I'm a big Warren DeMartini fan, and I always so I did not give a fuck about Too Fast for Love. I got into Motley Crue probably around Wild Side, you know, Girls, 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 because I thought it was the coolest video, and I just loved it. And then I went backwards, and I remember getting Shout at the Devil, but I never went back to the first record. Now, as a grown ass adult, every song on the first record is fucking great. Like, I can't believe how every song is really fucking good, because even Shout at the Devil had, like, you know, a few clunkers. And then, you know, the other two records. So we were going to compare the first five Rat albums to the first five Motley Crue albums. I honestly think, obviously, the
That's a
Crue.
big commitment. We're going to do five
Yeah.
episodes. Stupid records.
Wait.
I'm thinking about it. That's a
Yeah.
lot.
Our demographic are people that don't even know how to work a podcast. So that's good. Just,
Beautiful.
but yeah, you got to go Crue if you're going to go album to album. But I love Rat and I love Piercy. I love their melodies. You know, I feel like Rat and LA Guns were two bands that had really good songwriting. And if they didn't get, you know, like the
You had
dysfunction.
more complete musicians probably in Rat,
Yeah.
probably, you know what I mean? But that's why I'd probably lean Rat and stuff. But I'm also you a huge that's why I always like Dokken, you know what I mean? I thought
Yeah.
Dokken pound for pound musically was like, you know.
Which I couldn't get into. I could never get into Dokken. I don't
But
know
I
why.
get why people couldn't get into them too.
Yeah.
Don's like,
Dokken?
yeah.
what's that?
In the Dokken, are you talking
Yeah. No.
Hey.
That's where he got his name
Hey,
from, Don
folks.
Dokken.
Man, okay, I got you.
George Lynch was like, nah, we're going with Dokken. I just heard a story recently where George Lynch was trying to replace Don with Jack Russell from Great White. And I'm like, how do you replace Don Dokken
I saw
Those guys are still slinging shit.
Dokken?
Have you seen Dokken, any of you guys? Have you seen him?
Like recently?
Have you ever?
Never.
Not live. I never saw them live.
I saw him live one time without Lynch, though.
Oh.
It was with the guy that was in Warlock.
Wow.
The
Warlock.
Doro Pesh band?
What's that?
Warlock? The Doro Pesh band? Warlock? That?
Yeah, maybe he was
Was
in.
that him?
I can't remember where he came from. He was ripping, though. I mean, he was
Yeah.
ripping. But yeah, I saw them, but without, but with it was like, oh God, it was a while ago. It must have been like 15 years ago at this point. But that's when I saw him.
Yo, what?
You know, he
Just
was
real.
mad old. Like I watched an old documentary on LA metal and stuff like that. Like Great White and Don Dokken before like the era of Dokken we know. Like that dude was around a long time, man.
All those guys.
Like he was wearing a wig and shit when fucking Dokken broke.
Shout out to
For
them.
real.
Yo, Jeff, you've played with a lot of great bands. You know, speaking of live stuff, I don't think we ever asked you, but like, what were some of the bands that weren't like really famous that you've seen, obviously, like the lesser known bands, like maybe like a set or two of a band that you caught that just blew you away that you didn't think were, you know, gonna blow you away?
A lot of bands through the years of
Yeah.
touring. Yeah, there was, I mean, in the early days, there was this band Bleed the Sky that I really dug.
I remember them.
There was who was the a bunch of hardcore stuff. I'm trying to think of the my buddy Dustin's band. Damn, I can't think of the name of the band. Walls of Jericho.
Yeah.
36 Crazy Fists.
Yeah.
Amazing.
What about like a drummer that you saw that blew you away?
Well, those guys, you know, the Thomas from 36 Crazy Fists, Dustin from Walls of Jericho, my buddy that ended up, he was in Devil Driver. He played in Bleed the Sky. I forgot his. I'm forgetting his name right now, but he's amazing. There's been a lot, man.
A lot, yeah.
You
Because
know.
I think that's what keeps everything going forward, man. There's bands. I mean, Long Island right now is so popping, with like new bands. You know, there's still like us old guys playing music, then there's the slightly older guys, and then there's like the late to 20 somethings killing it, like the fucking like the record that we love, What is Gore's kid's son's band, Brian?
Oh, Secret Tapes.
Secret Tapes, band Koyo, this band Standstill. Man, Long Island right now. But anyway, that's what it is. It's like you listen to new shit and you're like, if that stuff doesn't make you want to get back in the studio, even after you make an album, you know, you put out a record and then you hear someone else's shit, you're like, oh man, I can't wait to, you know, get back in and do stuff. And I think that's the beauty of it, you know. It's not a competition, but it's like this inspiration of like, oh, these guys are crushing it. Like, I got to get back in there and do something, you know?
It's great to be inspired, man. I mean, that's really what it's all about, right? Doing what you love, being getting inspired, and just continuing.
Yeah. Langan, did you have another question or?
Well, I'll give you one. Me and Sam just taped a show with all my friends are from Lindenhurst. I think if I got that right. About our guilty pleasures, which we don't believe in a guilty pleasure. You like, especially when you're older, you like something, you like something. But what's something that maybe a fan of yours or whatnot would be surprised that you're like, yeah, I fuck with that, or like a pop record or something that you're like, man, that's a good fucking tune. And it's not something when I was in the car with my boys that I'm going to be putting on a tape deck, but I'll fuck with that.
No, that was the criteria. The criteria was like, if you're in a car with your friends and you put something on, what's going to make them stop in their tracks and be like, are you serious?
All Caught Up by Usher.
Yeah.
Oh,
That's a good one.
okay.
Rest in peace. One of the most crushing drummers, man. He just passed away like a year ago, and not even a year ago, maybe just a few months ago, actually. And he drummed on that, and like I was a huge fan of him. And I listen to a lot of different styles of music, so you know,
Oh, yeah.
you might even catch me, you know, rocking a Taylor Swift song or something, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I that shoe was on my list.
I mean, like definitely. Or Madonna, they could catch me rocking a Madonna song, maybe.
She was on my
Sure.
list. I was driving my friend Ron and my friend Mark. We were driving somewhere to Queens, and I put on this band, and they both were just like, yo, they're like, this playlist is like a 12-year-old girl's playlist. I was just like, so that band was called Dury, which I fucking love. They're a newer band. I don't know why those guys were hating so hard on my Dury playlist. But
Nobody hates better than Ron, though. Ron hates
yeah.
with that style.
Ron hates anything with melody for sure. Cool, man. So we got a nice hour before we wrap
Yeah.
up. Like, what do we have to look forward to? As far as like, you know, I know you got the new music. Is BLS doing
Music coming too. There's a Berserker Fest, which is Black Label's, it's Zach's festival.
Yes.
That's September.
I think I'm going. Beautiful Mount Airy Lodges, baby.
Old school, right?
Hey.
Very much. Yeah, so we got that coming up. We got the Black Label's got a new album coming out. That's
Sweet.
probably going to be, I guess, around 2025, I'm expecting something like that.
Cool. It's weird to even say that year, right?
Crazy, but it's going to be here before you know it, right?
Hell
Fuck
yeah.
yeah.
Oh, and then I got singles coming out every 4 weeks. So I got Hell in the Hallway out right now. See No Evil's coming out March 8th rather. And then 4 weeks from there will be another one. 4 weeks from there will be another one. And then
That's the way to do it.
some point before I leave, you know, start up with Black Label again and doing all that, I'm going to release the record.
Awesome. Yeah,
And you got
we
merch up on Amazon now, right?
Yep, I got some merch. If you go to Jeff Fab on Amazon, it's all kinds of merch pops up. You can get pillows, you can get everything, man. Everything
Yeah,
you
I
need.
got the pillow.
Pillows, so you can
Yeah.
always look at me, Langan, when you go
That's
to.
what I got it. That's what I got it. I like to wake up in the morning and look over. Gives me a smile.
Yo, we're super
I
happy
lost
for
you.
you.
What'd you say, man?
No docking with that pillow, though. No docking.
I cut a hole out of it.
Band okay. The band okay, but you know what I'm
Cut a
saying.
hole in your mouth.
We're
Oh.
Heyo.
Thanks.
We love, you know, that you're doing your thing, and it's great to play drums in gigantic bands, but it's also amazing to basically do your own thing, write a fucking, like, you release a 13 song album, like, crazy. Now you got another one in the works, and the songs are fucking great. It's what I love about those songs is just it's not simplicity, but they're just instantly memorable as soon as you hear them. And and I once again, I think the newest song might be the best one so far. So I think you're just crushing it. And man, we love hanging and talk. It's beats driving up to Matatuck. That's all I'm going to say.
See, we don't even need to be in the same room. Like that.
So hopefully, if you have a show, like I said, maybe I'll learn some songs and get up on there and rock and roll with you.
I'm going to get you in there too, just so I can mad dog you.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Don't even plug them in.
A dragon. Dragon. Are you pushing a dragon?
That's not my tempo.
Gonna hit, throw a cymbal at me.
Yeah, that's it. Cool, man.
Oh, hey.
So,
Thanks, brother.
Thank you guys for having me. I love you, man. Really. I love being on the
Thanks, brother.
Just remember.